An ear. One might say it reflects how the author sees a man plagued with worries.
I can see that. Listen, if I had my nose in my ear, I'd be worried too. See, I can sneeze. No, I ain't kidding you. I can sneeze and blow my head off. You know?
Be quiet. I'd like to absorb this lecture.
How would you like to absorb this?
Over here is what's called assemblage art. Now, does anybody here have any idea what the author's trying to say?
Yeah, stay off the freeway.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our tour for the day. Thank you very much, and please come again. You're free to browse. Thank you.
I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute.
Grab it, hold me. I don't want to stand.
Hey, that was a real nice lecture, Sandra. You really know your work.
Well, thank you, Lamont. I'm glad you and your father could make it. Mr. Sanford,
howdy.
So nice to meet you again.
Thank you. Say, listen, how much is this pile of art?
$40,000. Mr. Sanford, art can't be measured in terms of dollars and cents. You see, art is a legacy, something left behind by its creators.
Well, I got a legacy.
What?
My unpaid bills.
Mr. Sanford, the artist's whole life is in this art. Each piece here represents a part of him. What you see here before you is, well, what's inside of the artist?
Maybe he needed a fizzy.
Hello? Oh, hey, Raul. Yeah, I know I sound terrible, man. I got the world's worst headache. Some fool's been outside hammering and banging all night long. No, man, I don't know who it is. Hey, look, I like what those circulars that you have in printed up said, you know, Sanford and Son clearance sale with the dates printed on the bottom. Yeah, that was hip. And you sure that guy's going to have them printed up by tomorrow morning, right? Good. What? No, Rollo, I don't need any original $10 bills with Marvin Gaye's pictures on them. All right, I'll talk to you later. All right. Hey! Don't tell me that was you out here hammering and banging all last night.
What?
I said, don't tell me that was you out here hammering and banging all night long.
Speak right up, son. I can't hear. My ears are numb. See, I've been out here hammering and banging all night.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm building a legacy. A legacy, Lee. When people see this, they'll remember me. And that will make me immoral.
That's immortal. Have you forgotten, Pop? We borrowed $400 from the bank, man. And the sale is only 2 days away. If it's not 100% successful, we're going to be in hock up to our ears.
We'll be ready.
Okay. I got to go make some pickups with the truck. Now, when I get back, I'm going to be gone all day. When I get back here tonight, I expect this thing to be finished.
Finished? Son, you cannot put a time limit on creativity. Did Mrs. Bell say, hurry up, man, and invent the telephone, I gotta call my mother? Did Mrs. Edison say, hurry up, man, will you get that light bulb finished? Because it's getting dark in here.
I'm home.
Oh, hey, Grady, how you doing?
Oh, Ma.
I'm tired, man. I must have put over 200 miles on that truck today. Stop, bargain, make a deal, load the truck. Stop, bargain, make a deal, load the truck.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I'm tired, too. I must have played over 200 games of solitaire. Shuffle, make a deal, cheat myself. Shuffle, deal, cheat.
It's almost 6 o'clock, man. Where's my pop? I'm starving.
Who?
My father, Grady, Fred Sanford.
Lamont, don't ever mention my ex-best friend's name in this house again.
What are you talking about, Grady?
If a certain party who shall remain nameless wants to treat his ex-best friend the way that this nameless person is doing, then his ex-best friend shall refrain from naming this nameless person's name ever again.
What are you talking about, Grady?
Lamont, your father can take his art and shove it up his nose.
Grady, what are you trying to say?
Who needs nameless? I don't need nameless. I'm swinging Grady. Gregarious Grady. Groovy, graceful Grady.
Would you please tell me what you're trying to say?
Lamont, I'm lonely. I'm so lonely. Your father, he won't talk to me. He's all wrapped up in his art.
You mean to tell me he hasn't finished that monstrosity yet?
No.
All right, well, I'm going to put a stop to this right now. The sale is 2 days away, and he's out here fooling around.
Oh, I don't know why he's doing that.
I tell you, what is it?
Damn if I know, but all the dogs in the neighborhood are just tickled to death.
Hey, Pop, would you come down here?
Comment allez-vous?
I thought I told you when I left here this morning that I wanted you to get this thing out of here.
Listen, I'm going to try and forget that you call this a thing.
And I'm going to try and forget that you look like the fruit section of the supermarket.
I'm sorry, go on and insult me, see if I care. Great artists all down through the ages have always been insulted. So if you want to call it a thing, go on and call it a thing.
It's a thing.
If you want to call it junk, call it junk.
It's junk.
If you want to call it ugly, call it ugly.
It's ugly.
If you want to call it, call the hospital and get a room ready. Now's your time. I'm tired of
talking. See you, Lamont. Goodbye, nameless.
I'm getting on back to work.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, we got over $200 worth of inventory out there in the truck, Pop, and I can't even bring it in here because of this...
Tower. That's right. They got the Watchtower and the Eiffel Tower and now the Fred G. Sanford Memorial Tower and Private Park and Historic Landmark and Forest.
You're really serious about this, aren't you?
That's right.
Well, I'm going to level with you, Pop. In my opinion, you've created a shapeless, formless, meaningless piece of nothing.
Son, don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm expressing my true feelings about your tower.
And I'm expressing my true feelings.
I know that, Pop, but see...
But look, son, this is more than a tower. It's part of my life. Everything here means something in my life. Look at it. I mean, just look around. Pick out something. It has something to do with my life.
All right. A water pistol with a flower sticking out of it. What is that?
That means something to my life. That reminds me of the first job I had in Los Angeles.
A water pistol with a flower sticking out of it?
Well, you were too young to remember when I was a night watchman at the Carnation Milk Company.
Look, Pop, I realize that you're serious about this project, man, but you're going to have to tear it down. The clearance sale is only 2 days away.
tear this down. I'd rather spend 3 nights and 2 days in Las Vegas with your Aunt Esther in a cheap room with the door locked. Look, from the outside.
I realize you're serious about it, but this is an ugly mess that you made here, man.
You don't know nothing about judging art. You know, it's one in kindergarten that flunked clay.
All right, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the museum, and I'm going to ask Sandra to fall by here, and we'll let her decide if this is art or not. Is that fair enough?
That's fair. Now, listen, now you get out of my way, because you're standing in the light.
What light? It's 7 o'clock at night.
Sure is. Well, get out the way, you're standing in my dark. Beautiful. Stay art.
Thanks for coming over, Sandra. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, Lamont, but I can't stay but a few minutes because I have another tour.
Okay. Hey, Pop, Sandra's here.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mrs. Sampson. Where is it?
Here it is. My art. My masterpiece. My legacy. You love it, don't you?
Pop, I think it would be only fair for you to go in the house and let Sandra judge this, you know, without being around.
Yes, is it?
That's it. And you're right, son. What's fair is fair. And I want to be fair. And you're going to be fair because you love it, don't you? I know you love it. You're a fool that love it.
Well?
You want the truth?
The truth.
Lamont, it's incredible. It's shocking. It's worthless. I mean, there's no unity. There's no theme. It's just a conglomeration of items without any social significance.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, too. Look, I wouldn't have even bothered you to come over here, except, see, I'm desperate, man. If my father doesn't get this out of the way, I'm going to have to call a sale off.
I understand, and I'm sorry. But okay. I gotta go.
All right, I'll tell my pop what you said, and hey, thanks a lot for coming over.
You're welcome. I'll see you Friday night.
Sure will. Hey, Pop! Pop!
Yeah, come here, son. Look here, son. I got this book over here. Yeah, I got it from the library.
Yeah, see, but...
And it's all about famous people who left legacies.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's called Who's Who.
Yeah, right, I know that, but see...
And
the
your
thing that
father, Fred G. Sanford, is going right here with the gynecologist and the biologist and all them dermatologists. See, right here in the capital J's. For a junkologist.
Yeah, look. See, I got something to tell you, Pop, and it's a...
I just don't remember when I've been this happy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see, working on my art has given my life a new meaning. You know, something to look forward to. You know, because when I leave this work of art, I leave something people will remember. And when I go and have that big one, that real big one, and head for that large easel in the sky... I leave part of my life here. Something people will know and remember.
Yeah, Pop, but see,
You know, son, I feel 10. No, 15. No, 20 years younger. You want to play some stickball?
Pop, see, Sandra said...
Oh,
she was over
Sandra,
here.
Sandra. Hey, she loved it, didn't she?
Well...
She was impressed.
She said it was shocking and incredible.
Shocking and incredible. Son, I could cry. Give me some of those handy wipes, will you? What else did she say?
Well, she mentioned things like unity and theme and social significance.
Social significance? Now I know I'm gonna cry, son. Social significance.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna cry too. He's going into Who's Who, and I'm going into Who's Broke.
You a heathen. The first time you've been on your knees in the history of your miserable life, and you kneel to a pagan idol.
This ain't no pagan idol. It's a legacy. That's what it is, a legacy. And I wasn't kneeling down praying. I was working.
What? Don't make me laugh.
Let me tell you something, Esther. Every time I see you, it makes me wish that birth control was retroactive. What'd you come here for to bug me anyway?
I didn't want to see your old weasel face. I came to see Lamont. What's this ugly mess?
Ugly mess?
Ugly mess. What's the name of this ugly mess?
I call it Esther.
Watch it, sucker.
Listen, Esther, I don't want to make you mad. Because when you get mad, your bottom lip look like you wearing a brown turtleneck sweater. Listen, now let me tell you this, Esther. Now you can look at this and you can look at that. But if you look at my towel, you're going to put 50 cents in the hat.
You ain't getting no money out of me, Fred Sam.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes, I will.
Oh, no, you
well,
won't.
Throw your hands up. Throw them up. That's it. Throw your hands up. I'll show you. I'll give my money to you.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
You stop it. I'll give you some more.
Hey, what are you doing?
Go ahead and beg me for it. I'll knock you out.
But you stop it. I can't leave you alone for 2 minutes without you starting trouble.
Well, I'll uppercut her to death.
Look out! This old heathen want me to pay him for coming in here.
He ought to tip me just to look at you. Hey,
now, that's enough. That's enough now.
Lamont, will you drive me over to Pastor Stackhouse Church?
I'd love to, Aunt Esther, but I don't have the truck.
That mean you tell me you loaned the truck to somebody else?
No, I didn't loan the truck to somebody else. I had to park it on the street last night and it got towed away.
Well, why you let the truck get towed away?
Because there was no place to park it in here. Now, do you have $25 so I can go get the truck?
Do mice bark?
Have some money at the house I can loan you.
Thanks a lot, Aunt Esther.
I was saving to buy me a new spring outfit.
Esther, don't get no spring outfit. Just get a mattress and cover your face with it.
Oh, no, just stop it. Come on, well, Aunt Esther.
No, right. He makes me
no,
sick.
It's all right. No, it's all right. No, Aunt
Esther. Smitty, happy. Smitty.
Hey, Fred, we heard you having that big sale tomorrow. We thought we'd come by early and see if you had any bargains.
Yeah.
We thought we'd kind of get the pick of the litter. You get it? Junk, litter? Now that's funny, isn't it? You have to admit. Well, maybe it isn't.
What's on your mind?
Say, what is that?
Well, some people might say it's junk, and some might say it's... it's art. Some might say it's a legacy.
Well, put me down for the one that might say it's junk.
Listen, what can I do for you fellas?
Well, Mr. Sanford, I've recently been chosen Mr. Swinging Single down at the traffic division. And...
you've been chosen Mr. Swinging Single?
Well, it was close between me and Sergeant Kaminsky, but then, you know, he had to step down because he moved in with his mom. Anyway, I was looking for a few knickknacks, you know, a few objects de chit-chat to decorate my new apartment, and price is no object.
Oh, well, maybe you'd like to pick a few things from over here in this tack. I got some nice stuff here.
Say, that's interesting, that old brass boiler.
No, I said pick some stuff from over here, not from over there.
Hey, that boiler is great. I could make a planter out of that.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Sanford, that would be just the perfect thing to artistically set off my Connect the Dots painting of Police Chief Davis. Okay? Now, I'll give you $25 for it.
No.
$35.
Not for sale.
I'll go $45.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I gotta have that boiler. $50. I'll go
sold
$50.
To the man in the blue uniform for $50.
Eno is not for sale.
But we bought this stuff for the sale.
Son, this is not stuff. This is... labor of love.
Oh, don't give me that labor of love stuff. I got
hey, wait a minute.
The sales kid is the one who got the money.
Hold on.
And now you're trying to tell me this stuff.
You don't scream at me. Hey. I'm your father.
Fred, Lamont, look, why don't we come back when you get this all set, man?
Yeah, you get together and, you know, knock to each other.
No,
and
rap to each other.
Oh, yeah, rap to each other. You know, just be honest, you know, let it all hang off.
Hang off.
And, so long. It's so long, right?
Just get in the car. Get in the car.
Hey, look. Look at it, son. So stately. So majestic. Get off of that pigeon! Get off of that!
Wait a minute, partner. This tower of yours is costing us a fortune, man. All right, I'll be right back. Now, up.
Okay, son, I'll be up. Get away.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sanford.
Oh, hi, honey.
I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop by. Is Lamont home?
Yeah, he's inside. Say, listen. What you think of it now?
Well, frankly, Mr. Sanford, my opinion hasn't changed very much.
Really?
Really. I thought you'd taken it down by now.
Taking it down? Why should I take down something shocking and incredible and a piece of socially significant theme art?
What?
Well, that's what Lamont said that you said. And because you said that, that's why I'm not going to charge you a regular admission. And this was on me.
Mr. Sanford, I'm afraid there's been some mistake.
Yes, it is, because it turned out a lot better than you thought it was, didn't it? Now, listen, tell me everything that you told Lamont, word for word.
Well, Mr. Sanford, I believe you better sit down.
I know I owe you, Rollo. I don't know when I'm going to have the money, man. I owe the bank, I owe you, I owe Aunt Esther. I don't print the money, you know. I know you do. Hey, Rollo, I'm going to have to call you back, all right? Okay. Hey, Pop?
Yeah.
What happened, man? What'd you do?
I tore it down because Sandra was by here and told me everything.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too, son.
No, I'm really sorry. I mean, about your legacy and all.
Oh, that ain't nothing. Listen, son, after talking with Sandra, then I realized that I already got a legacy. The best in the world. You.
Me?
Yeah. I got a son that loved me so much, he's even afraid of hurting my feelings by telling me my art is junk.
Hey, man.
You can call Hoppy and tell him to come over and get that brass ball this morning. I'm telling you, your father has been a fool.
You're not a fool. You're my pop. I love you, man. You're a groovy old dude.
Yeah. From now on, I leave all the artwork to you.
You know what? I just might do something artistic. As a matter of fact, I might paint a portrait if you would pose for me.
You want me to pose for you?
Would you?
Sure. I'll pose for you. If we can pose right out here in front of my tower.
Sure.
Well, help me get it back together. Here, give me a hand with this.
Hey, Pop.
Hi, son.
Hey, man, that sale turned out great, didn't it? We made enough money to pay the bank off, and plus we made $300. Uh-huh. How about that? Hey, what's this?
Oh, it's just a little present I bought you to show you how much I love you.
For me?
Uh-huh. Go ahead, take the cover off of it.
Oh, wow, Pop. That's beautiful, man. How can I thank you?
Well, you can thank me by starting painting my portrait right now.
All right. I tell you what, you go out in the yard and get ready, and I'll bring the paint and the easel out there, and I'll paint you, all right?
Okay. I'll be ready in a minute. Come on out.
All right.
I'll be right out here in front.
Okay.